Now, the bee takes what it needs from the flower. It takes honey, or takes what it ultimately makes into honey. And in the same way, according to this verse, the monk takes what he needs. In other words, food, clothing, and so on. And the point that the verse makes, the point that the verse in fact stresses, is that neither do any harm. The bee, I don't know whether this is correct from the point of view of nature study, but the bee, according to the verse, takes the honey from the flower without injuring the colour and without injuring the fragrance. And in the same way, the monk takes or collects his food from or in the village without doing any harm. In other words, in the case of the bee, and also in the case of the monk, there is no exploitation. There's a quiet and gentle taking, we may even say acceptance, but there's no injury done, there's no exploitation. But this is not what we usually find in the ordinary affairs of life. Usually we make up our minds that we want something, we're going to get something, and we usually try to get it or take it without regard to the consequences which our taking may have for those from whom we take. As in the case of people in business who make excess profits, they just don't bother about the plight of the people from whom they take those profits. A few days ago I was talking to someone about India. I mentioned the case which I've seen myself so often of very wealthy merchants, dealers in grains, especially rice, deliberately hoarding food grains and stowing them away and pretending not to have anything in stock so as to force the prices up. And sometimes this would go on for weeks and weeks in remote parts of the country, or even in big cities. And people may have nothing to eat, they may be starving, they may even be dying of starvation, but the merchants will hold on to those stocks as long as they possibly can, until the price has gone up so far it can't go up any further. And then they start slowly releasing the stocks and selling the grain at a very, very high price, on the black market usually, to these starving people who have to scrape together their rupees and annas and pice just to buy the bare minimum necessary for their subsistence. So this is the sort of thing which very often is done, perhaps not so crudely as this, perhaps in more subtle forms, but very often done in all walks of life, that we try to take from others, to get from others, without regard to the consequences for those who we are exploiting in this way. So this, therefore, is the real point of this verse, that the monk should take, should live without exploiting others. He should take only what he needs for his livelihood without doing any harm to the people upon whom he is dependent for his livelihood.